Hey folks, Danfro here with your market update for January 31st, 2025. So why I'm doing it this way today, there's a little bit of a lags. I use OBS Studios. It's a system that I use for my recordings and everything, but I deleted a plugin and everything just went to a mess. So I'm working on a different system today. So that's why I'm doing my live report. So I'll have my videos fixed for most likely on Monday. But in today's events, I want to give you guys all your information that you need via a live event. So let's get over to it. My name is Dan Frio. I hopefully be your nationwide mortgage loan officer. Why? I'm licensed in 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'm set up with over 30 different lenders. So our slogan for this year is one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Who else can do that for you? So in today's event, here's what we're looking at right now. I'm going to flick this over to this piece of the equation, and here's the news that we have for today. Key inflation shows core inflation went up to 2.8%. If you really read the captions down below, it says personal consumption expenditures increased 2.6 year over year, and the core went to 2.8. Both these are a little bit ahead of expectation, ahead of where we were previously, but they're in line with the expectations. So that's one of the key points there. We're going to go over that briefly. The stock market and the equity markets are, let's just say they're flat. NASDAQ is roaring back. Apple came out with their earnings yesterday and they blew out the earnings. So Marcus, you shouldn't have sold your stock, buddy. And then the oil, we got oil coming down as well. The 10-year treasury is basically flat through there. And then what is it? How's this affecting the bond market with mortgage rates? So we have it at minus 5 ticks right now. It's really not doing anything for today. So let's get to the juice of everything right through here. Here's our mortgage. So these aren't my rates, folks. What these rates consist of is Mortgage News Daily at the top. You can see it right through there. They survey lenders all over the country and they ask them 5 questions. And if you watch my video every day, you know those 5 questions. But for newbies out there, let's go through it. To get this rate right now, you have to have 5 features. Okay, those features are, you have to have you're going to buy the house as your primary home. It's a single family and you're a first-time home buyer. Okay, so that's the criteria there. It's a single family. You're going to live there. And then we go through here, and this is telling us a little bit more pieces of this puzzle. And this is really important because this is saying these people are financing 75%. Okay, so that means they're putting down 25%. They have a 680 or 780 credit score. So if that's you, that's most likely your rate. If that's new, I'm going to show you how to reach out to me. Again, my name is Dan Frio. I'm licensed in all 50 states. And the unique thing about me is I'm set up with over 30 different lenders. So you go through me, and we can use all those entities. I have their programs and their rates that I can offer to you. So you can use us to go through there and how you reach out to us. And again, guys, I'm doing this on the fly, so bear with me. I'm trying my best with the stuff that I'm getting with. You can also schedule consultations with us as well. That's down below. So let's get over to the news that we have for today. And if you guys would, anybody that's watching live, let me know how this goes, because here's what I want to see. Every day I go in and I pick out some videos that I think would be most important for you guys out there, because you might be in the mortgage business, you might be a realtor, or your consumer out there thinking, I'm going to buy in 2025. I really need to know what's going on with the financing piece of this puzzle. So right through here, here's one of the things that we monitor, because this is really important when it comes to interest rates, when it comes to inflation, because that's what the Federal Reserve monitors. So the news was just breaking shortly. Let's get over to CNBC's Rick Santelli. Now here's where I need your help, folks. Give me a comment. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear the video, or a thumbs down, or just a like this if it's if the audio is not that great. But let's give this. Okay, that's what I expected, folks. So my apologies. Let's go over this manually, and I'll get this fixed over the weekend. And folks, my apologies. I messed up my computer. My son's actually coming over as we speak to get it fixed. So let me go through these individually for you, because it's just as robust coming from me. So here's what we're watching in the guide in the background. So today we had the number one inflationary number that the Federal Reserve watches. That's the PCE right through here. Okay, so let's go over to this. This is what we follow a lot of times. This is the economy at a glance. Okay, so this is basically what the Federal Reserve's looking at. They're like, okay, here's the rate that we control as the Fed, and then here's the stuff that we're monitoring. So the PCE came in this time at 2.6. It was a little bit lower than that previously. Look where it's going up. So in September, we had 2.1. Then in, if I can go one by one, and then you have October 2.3, November 2.4, December 2.6. It's not going in the right direction. So this is the cause of the worries on Wall Street. And then when we go over to this area through here, we have the unemployment rate, and it's 4.1. The only thing that really was updated on this sheet was right through here. GDP came in yesterday. This previously was 3.1, and now it's 2.3. So we have inflation still being sticky as all get out, and we have GDP coming down, and that's what we're seeing right through here. So here's what Rick was going to go over. He said the core PCE price index right through here, month over month. This is, last reading was 0.1. And we were expected it to come in at 0.2, and it came in right in line at 0.2. Okay, so now year over year, this is the number that just got adjusted. We thought it was going to be, well, the last reading was 2.8. We thought it was going to come in at 2.8, and it came right in on expectations. So because it came in as expected, the markets aren't really reacting. So you can see right through here, the bond market is a negative 4, which is really nothing. And when you go to stocks, they're actually doing nothing as well. So this wasn't a shock and awe in the system. And that's what we're seeing so far right through there. So I wish you could see the PCE, because he goes over this with really dramatic flair. But that's what we're seeing right through this board. So let's kind of summarize everything that happened this week. And the reason being is we're trying to figure out what the heck's going to go on with mortgage rates, because mortgage rates is tied to this whole thing. Last year in 2024, we had the worst year ever for worst year in 29 years for transactions. Okay, so now a lot of people are saying, okay, is the market still going to retract, or are prices going to come down? What's going to go on with the interest rates? Every time that we see interest rates drop below the 7 handle, you know, you can even get 6.75, 6.5, which we saw not too long ago. You see a big uptick in activities to purchase homes. Okay, so that's what we're seeing through here. So what we saw this week is durable goods orders that we just showed you right through here, GDP. It went to 2.3. That's what came in this week. So that's those numbers. You go down through here, the FOMC meeting, they came out and they didn't do anything when it comes to interest rates. Here's the GDP. My apologies. Last reading was 3.1. It was expected to retract to 2.7. It came in at 2.3. So now the economy is getting a little slower. Now what the Federal Reserve is going to do is really monitor that jobs report, and we'll continue to monitor that as well. So let's get over to the CME FedWatch tool, see what the Federal Reserve is going to do in 47 days. There's going to be a ton data coming in by then. So let's go through here. Can you guys hear my audio good with my microphone? Not the videos on the screen, but my microphones. Please let me know if that's going through, because I need your help with this, folks. So my apologies on this. So now what it's saying is in 47 days, the Federal Reserve is going to do what? Well, they're going to go right through here, and they're going to set the federal funds rate at 4.25 to 4.5. What? So let's get over here. It's already there. So that's where we are right now. So what does that mean? Well, it means the Federal Reserve is going to do nothing. Okay, so let's look at the aggregates and the probabilities of what they're going to do in the future. And these numbers are still staying steady. There's still a little bit of a 50% chance, or greater than 50% chance, the Federal Reserve will cut in the May meeting. But there's basically, it doesn't look like there's all a chance that they'll cut again in the March report. So that is it for today. We're looking at mortgage rates just basically stagnant right now. None of the inflationary numbers that came out today, well, none of them really surprised the market, because the market's already anticipated this in the data that we saw. So let's go over to the CME, the bond report. And again, right, we had everything came in the expectations. So right through there as well. Economic calendar, we got that. We got the Federal Reserve, the CME FedWatch tool. And now let's see what's coming in next week that might be shaking up the market. I hope that you guys can see this. On Monday, we really have nothing out on that report. Then on Tuesday, now here's when we start getting that data that's really in the Federal Reserve's the headlights. You have jobs reports, the JOLTS index, that's how many job openings and labor transfers there are, that's coming in. There is Bostik. You have to pay attention, like next week. What I want to start doing on Fridays is giving you guys a forecast of what's coming up next week. Bostik, he sits on the Federal Reserve. Every time a Federal Reserve official comes out and says something, it does affect the markets. But you have to focus in on is, are they hawkish or dovish? And here's what I mean by that. Hawkish means they always want rates to go up. So you have to put that into context. If the person you're watching, you know, is always a doomsdayer, well, they're always going to be a doomsdayer, and you know that. But if you have somebody that's really optimistic, they're called doves, they're thinking, well, rates are okay. So you really have to pay attention to what Fed official is talking. So that's the data that we're coming that's coming out next Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, we have the ADP jobs report. This is when the data starts coming in for the jobs market. So we had the inflation data coming in all this week and the Fed's reaction to that. Now, next week, it's going to be jobs, jobs, jobs. So we have the ADP payroll report coming in. This is like hit and miss. Sometimes they're dead on. Sometimes they're completely off. But what the markets really wait for is wait for it right through here. You're going to start getting on Thursday jobless claims, layoffs, Federal Waller speaking as well. And then on Friday, we get the official. What is the official unemployment rate? And those numbers. So that's what we're going to watch right through here. The unemployment rate average is supposed to stay average rate point at point from 0.3 to stay at 0.3. So that's what we're going to look at in next week's data when it comes to the Federal Reserve. So now let's get over to it. If there's any other comments you guys wanted me to talk about, please leave that down in the comments below. I will be back today at the closing bell to do a live report too. So if you have some questions there to talk about how the market ended for the day and what my thoughts are for next week, love to go over that with you. But based on this data that we're seeing next week, here's the complexity on a lot of this right now. With I want to say this politically right, what's going on with illegal aliens? If you strip a lot of those people out of the country, what's that going to do to jobs? Okay, that's just something to think about. Okay, just something to think about. Don't want to get political, but if there's millions of people pulled out of the workforce that are, you know, if they're here, they're most likely working. They're going to pull those out of the workforce. What's it going to do to the employment numbers? Just a thought that we want to focus in on that. So that's why next week is kind of a concern where the jobs report's going to go. But if we start seeing a really deterioration in jobs, you're going to see the Federal Reserve probably pivot at that time and come back. Because inflation, yes, it's coming down. I think a lot of these numbers, once we start getting the housing numbers really accurate, in the PCE, you're going to see the PCE kind of come down substantially over the next several months. So that's my expectations in that realm. So last but not least, what I want to tell you guys is, or do a customer service, is I don't make any money on this. I don't, you know, the only reason why I'm promoting it is because a lot of clients, when they reach to us, they're like, Dan, did you sell my data? So let me explain what I do, how I do it, and then why you need opt-out pre-screener. And again, I'm not selling this stuff. This is basically if you want to use it or not. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a loan officer, and I'm a loan officer licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So that's kind of odd in itself. Now, the next piece of the puzzle is really odd. I'm licensed in all 50 states, and I'm a mortgage broker. Okay, so what does that all mean to you? Well, our slogan for this year is this, and let me put myself back on the screen, and then I'll show you how you can reach out to me. We say that we can do your loan with one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, that's in the position I am. I work at a federal bank, so that gives me a federal charter to basically work anywhere in the whole country as well as Puerto Rico, but we're also a large mortgage brokerage. Okay, that's the unique piece. So that's where a lot of people, if you can find the best mortgage and your only concern is, hey, Dan, I only want the lowest rate in town and I know what I'm doing, God bless you. Go out and search and you don't need our services most likely. But if you want a partner to explain all this stuff to you, basically from key, you know, application stage to keys in your pocket, we'd love to partner with you, okay? So that's what we do. I have over 37 years experience in the business. How do you reach out to me? Well, first off, like I said, let's get over to optoutprescreener.com. Here's what happens when you put in your application. If you're looking to buy a car or even buy a house, your data gets sold. As soon as I pull your mortgage report, your data gets sold to 30, 40 different companies. They're going to call you and they're going to start pounding you about, they don't even know anything about you. Okay, so if you don't want those calls when you're looking to buy your first house or first car, check this out and subscribe to it. But here's my site. Go to therateupdate.com. There's a few different features here you can do for us to reach out to us. One is you can fill out the application if you'd like, and I'll get an alert and then I'll call you. What most people are doing right now, they're scheduling a consultation with us right up there above. It says schedule a one-on-one consultation. Why? Well, you're probably going to spend $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 on a home. Don't you really want to know who you're working with? So hopefully we can help you with that by clicking there, schedule consultation. If you want to, you know, jump in the front of the line, scroll right down through here and give us a call. 844-775-5626. I might even be the one answering. But if you want to reach me directly, don't leave a comment down below. Please send me an email at dan at therateupdate.com, and I'd be more than happy to answer your question. Please put in your phone number. Love to talk to you at that time as well, see if there's any other questions that you might have. So let's get over to any questions. I usually don't do that at the morning thing, but since my computer isn't working and you guys are putting up with me today, let's go over to some questions and see who somebody has to ask. We got Blake on the horn. What do you got, Blake? Dan, do you think build will continue to fall, or will sticky inflation hold prices firm? Do you think price to build will continue? Here's what's happening a lot behind the scenes with builders, and I have a good friend of mine who sits on the board of one of these big builders. They're having some concerns now with labor. Okay, so you're going to see labor costs go up. And what's hurting right now in the new construction killed it last year. Existing home sales, I think we had that report come out this week. It was like -5%. Where is it? It's up here somewhere, and I'll try to find that for you. It was out this week in existing home sales. I think it was out yesterday. Let's see, Thursday. No, it came out this week, but it's not on the chart that I have. Existing home sales came in this week, and they were -5% growth from the previous. Okay, so nobody's buying existing homes because there's just none out there. So the builders really have, if you're really wanting to buy a house in this market and just, you know, just buy it at a whim, you got to go to the builders. So here's what they're doing. Their cost, you know, they had their cost structure in place, good. What they were doing is offering you a ton of incentives to buy their homes. And the reason being is they don't want to cut the prices of the homes. Because let's say, for example, all the houses are selling for $500,000. Now you come in and they give you this great incentive. And they're like, okay, instead of $50,000 in credits, we're just going to reduce the house price to $450,000. The whole neighborhood's going to go up in arms. They're going to say, well, wait a second. You're selling the same model for $50,000 less. They don't want that to happen. So to keep the prices up, what they're doing is they're giving you incentives with that spread. That spread's going to start to shrink because the builders right now, their profit margins are starting to shrink a little bit. And as these labor costs and lumber costs and everything else start to go up, you're going to see those costs increase as well. So their credits back to the buyers is going to start to squeeze because they really can't afford to start squeezing their profit margins as well. So be careful. I think interest rates are going to stay sticky in the high sixes until there's really some clarity on the federal from Trump's administration on tariffs and things like that. So great question. Thank you so much for asking. Let's go to the next one. I got to put my glasses on, folks. I'm an old fella. We have locked in the 30-year conventional rate at 6.825. It's probably 6.875 or 825. Okay, 5% down credit. Is it worth shopping around? We close in March. If you want to send me your loan estimate, I'd be more than happy to review it. Let's see if I can find that up here in my comments. Schedule a meeting. Nope. Just reach out to me at dan@therateupdate.com. Just shoot me over your loan estimate that you got from them when you locked in that rate. I'd be more than happy to review that for you and get right back to you and let you know, is there something better out there? And if there is, I'll give you those options and you decide what you'd like to do. Hey, let's get to the next question out there. Hopefully that answered your question. Next one is Mr. Hassan. We have an investment property locked in at 7.75 with a 30-year fixed down payment of 20 years. Is it good for me to shop around? Here's what I ask. Is the lender you're using, how many lenders are they working with? Okay, so again, here's what I do. I have 30 lenders that I work with. Why? And you might be asking, why, Dan? Well, everyone has its niche. There might be one bank that's fantastic with government loans, like FHA or VA loans, but they might be terrible with a conventional loan. We might have companies that have great investment programs, but they don't like primary homes. You know, so that's why we have so many. Some actually have really good ARM rates right now. Believe it or not, ARM rates. And they're not the junk things that we used to have in the past. So there's a reason for all this, and that's what I do. That's why I work where I work, because I have the ability to shop your loan to all these lenders. Now, if you can do that on your own, God bless you, because I'll put it this way. I usually try to choose or work with about 10 clients a month. So if you're out there shopping, please do that on your own, because my goal is to partner with those out there that really want to use my services. So the frustrating part is I make myself accessible to you at all times. You know, call me Saturday night if you want. If you're putting a contract in on a home, love to go over the numbers with you and so forth. But what happens a lot of times is I'm there for you all through that transaction. And then at the end, it's like, oh, well, XYZ Bank has they're at $500 cheaper. Well, you know, I wish I would have known that at the beginning. So that wouldn't give you that much time, because if I knew you were shopping around, then, you know, work with some other places. I'm not trying to be rude, but I think you get my gist on that. So send your loan estimates to me. Let's go back to my website. I think I took it down. I used to have a loan estimate. Let's see if it's still up there. No, it's not up there anymore. We used to have a loan estimate review tab, but all you need to do is just send me an email, and I'll show you my email here in 1 second. There's one other piece of the website that we added recently that I'd like to show you guys. Let me give you my contact information right here. My apologies, folks. Let's see where we are. And down through here. There is my phone number as well as my email address. So just you can pause the screen here if you're looking through something or whatever. Send me your loan estimate to dan@theRateUpdate.com. I'll review it probably within an hour or two because it's important you get it the same day. The reason being is right there here. Mortgage rates change all the time. So if you got a loan estimate yesterday, it might be obsolete today, or you know, rates got 0.01 better. Yesterday, rates got a lot better. So this is why it's really important to get it the same day, because if you get a quote from me and then wait 2 days and get it from somebody else, it's like buying a stock. You know, what was the stock 2 days ago? I don't know. It's irrelevant because I can't get it anymore. So that's what that's one of the things that we do as well. So let's get over to another question that we have here, and I think it's a lot about rates. Bank is offering 6.125 30-year fixed conventional with no PMI. Should I lock by current in market? 6.125. Here's what I want to explain to you guys. If it sounds too good to be true, it might be. So in this case, you got a rate at 6.125. The one thing you didn't show me or you didn't even talk about, what are the fees? Okay, you can get a rate at 5%. Fees might be $50,000. So you have to understand, don't be wowed. Don't be wowed over the rate, because a lot of times what lenders are doing, they're sending out that rate to you. So you focus in on the rate and your payment and then go down through your loan estimates. Like, where'd this $20,000 come from? So that's what you have to be really important of. It's not just rate and it's not just fees. You have to have all the above. These are the questions that I'm saying is, if you're confused in this part of it, that's why you need us. Because your loan officer should be walking you through step by step, explaining you what they're doing, explaining to you, you know, going through there. Or do we have fees? What are the points? What is all this? How's the transaction transpire? So that's the biggest piece of that equation that I can advise for you. So thanks for the question. Greatly appreciate it. Next one is, let's get over to here. 7-year ARM is offering at 5.875. Again, what are the fees? So guys, if you want me to review these loan estimates for you, like I said, just go over to our website right through here and email me, dan@theRateUpdate.com. I'd love to review these and get right back with you. But again, you have to be cautious. You know, is the rate that they're offering you, did you lock it? So is it still floating? Or, you know, is it a promotional thing that they're offering you with a bunch of points and things like that? So you have to look at the entire details. So if you have a loan estimate, please email it to me at dan@theRateUpdate.com. Here's one other piece of the puzzle that we put in, and this was a little premature and I got laughed at a lot. We started this. And what it was is, it's a rate watch. So what happens is, you know, you close on your loan and then you forget about it, honestly. Trust me, you're going to buy your house and 2 years from now, you probably forget what rate you have. So what we offered here is, okay, why don't you set up an account with us? And what you're going to do is just click the rate watch and just tell me what rate you're at and what rate you really would like to refinance. I'll put it in my system. And then when rates hit that trigger point, I'll get you on the phone and say, hey, rates hit exactly where you wanted them to be. You want to talk about the numbers? Let's get through it. So that's what we can do as well. If you're out there, if you already bought your house, please check that out. Or if you know a neighbor, friend, or family member that you probably knows going to forget that, please check that out as well. And then last but not least, and then I got to run because I do mortgages for a living, folks. I got a closing going on here shortly, and I got two other applications to put in. So it says, "Hi Dan, I appreciate the videos, really informative, but I wanted to ask you a question regarding buying down a rate at 2.1, are they worth it right now?" They are absolutely worth it. And let me explain what the 2.1 buy down is. Great question, and thank you so much. The 2.1 buy down is this, and a lot of people don't understand it. And I had a client currently that was, they didn't understand that how it needs to be funded. So let's first off explain what it is. Okay, so most banks are offering you what's called a 2.1 buy down. So let's say, for example, today, the rate's 7. Well, if you do a 2.1 buy down, the first year, your payment's going to be based on a rate at 5. And then in year 2, it's going to be based on a rate at 6. And then on year 3, it'll be back up to 7%. That's the 2-1 buy down. So what it means is you take 2% off of the start rate or the beginning or the final rate. So the final rate's 7. So the 2-1 buy downs means in year 1, your rate will be 2% or your payment will be 2% lower. to being factored in at 5%. So now there's a differential. What is the difference between the payment on that 2% lower rate versus the rate you should be paying? Well, what happens is it gets subsidized. And there's going to be a pot of money sitting on the side that's what subsidizes these payments, okay? That pot of money needs to be paid for or funded by either one of two parties. It can't be you because it wouldn't make any sense. And I'll explain why. It has to be paid by the seller or the realtors. Okay, so here's how it works. Instead of giving you a seller concession to pay all your closing costs or things like that, you might want to use it for the 2-1 buy down. So that money sits in a kitty here. Okay, let's say it's the one I just recently quoted was $13,000. Okay, so they got the seller to pay $13,000 to this account. The money's sitting there. So every month, their payment should be, let's say, $1,000, but it's only $700 because of the rate at 7% would have been $1,000, but the rate at 5%, because that's that first year is 2% lower, it's $700. So there's a $300 difference there. So what happens is the money comes out of this kitty at $300 every month for the first year, because that's the difference. But let's say now that you rates come down and you're like, Dan, I can refinance. Well, now you still have money in this kitty. So you can take that money, leftover money, and use it for the new loan. You can pay all the closing costs. If there's extra money, you can do a principal reduction. You don't lose the money. What happens is right now, a lot of people are doing a permanent buy down. So let's say, for example, the rate today is 7, and you can buy it down to 6.5, and you paid $5,000 for it. Okay, so that money's gone. You paid for it and whatever. Let's say in August, rates hit 6.5% or 6%, and you're like, wow, I can refinance. It's going to save me some money. Well, you've already paid all that money to get the 6.5% rate. That's wasted. And now when you do the refinance, you have to pay the closing costs, which isn't much. It's just usually a fraction of what it is when you're buying a house. But it's a way not to lose the money. So right now, we're in that environment where rates are coming down. I'm urging people, if you can get your seller to pay for this fee. But the one thing you might want to do is, depending on how much credit you're going to get back, use the credits to pay all your closing costs maybe first, and then use all the excess credits to do a buy down. You could do a 2-1 buy down. That's the most prominent one out there. But there also is a 1-1 buy down. So you get the reprieved rate for 1 year or the rate payment for 1 year. And again, it has to be funded though by the seller or the realtor agent. So hopefully that makes sense to you. So that looks like it might be the last question that we have right now. Am I missing anything? No, I am not. So let me know how you guys like this format. I'll try to figure out how I can get the videos to come up. I know it might be a little laggy. I will go back to use OBS Studios. If anybody knows how OBS Studios would happen, it's crashing on me. I use StreamFX. I took that out and now my systems just keep crashing and crashing and crashing. So I'll be back at the closing bell to let you guys know how all this mess ends for today. But right now, the markets are just stable. We have mortgage rates right through here. If you go to the bond market, it is basically flat right now. It's at zero. So there is really nothing going on today. It's Friday. It's the last day of the month. I think people are basically saying, whew, we dodged a bullet on the news that came out today, which was the inflation front, and the stock market is liking it. And Apple also came out with earnings last night. They blew away the numbers, so that's looking good as well. And then we also have oil coming down, and this is helping on the inflation front. Just for kicks, let's go over to see what crypto is doing for today. It is up 105,500, and let's check out the bond market. And bonds are awesome. The 10-year is still hovering right at 4.5. We don't really want it going over anything above that. It was on its way to 5% here recently, but took a U-turn, and look at it. Now it's unchanged as you saw in the markets. So that's my report for today, folks. Hopefully you enjoyed it. If you did, please don't forget to give me a thumbs up. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do that down below. And also please check us out at therateupdate.com. I think you're going to learn a lot from that as well as schedule an appointment with me. I'd love to talk and walk you through how to basically put in your application the way the keys in your pocket, folks. So thank you so much for watching. I'll be back today at the closing bell to let you know how all this mess ends for the day. Thanks so much. And really, guys, let me know your comments on the side over there and give me a thumbs up if the audio was pretty good as well. So have a fantastic day. I'll be back here at 4, I think it's 4 or 4:30 for the closing bell. If you got any questions, you can ask me then. Take care, and I will see you then.